Hello, my friends. Welcome to TikTok Tuesday. No waiting, no nonsense. Let's jump right into it. Oh, it's a fight at the cafe.
Transphobic.
You do not know me. You're being transphobic, Karen.
Call me transphobic. Oh, is the trans person working there? I think so.
Apparently, we said something transphobic.
Oh, did you? Oh, shit, she attacked her. Oh. That's beyond the pale now.
Give me the phone.
Nope. Listen, you don't get the phone. Even if they called you a slur, you don't get their phone, dude. Or, sorry, dudette. Man. Karens versus trannies. Whoever wins, we lose. This is one of those cases where you can't really tell, like, who actually started it, who's in the right, who's in the wrong. What I do know is that as the employee of the establishment, the trans person seems to be in the right to just kick them out. They can do that. They're an employee. They work there. The customer doesn't have a unilateral right to be there. They are guests and they can be kicked out at any time. However, the trans person basically loses the encounter the minute that she decides to attack the cameraman. You gotta remember that even if you might be right in one case, you can't let your moral righteousness destroy your position. Looks like an airport. Whoa. Dude, airports, like, you don't want to screw around in an airport. You get put on a no-fly list. Like, what are they doing? Why? What warrants this reaction? Oh, the fight's breaking out. Yeah, this is a fast track you put on a federal list, guys. Come on. My God.
There's some goons, huh?
I need to see our
goons out here. What the fuck?
Man, what happened? Was their flight delayed or something? Whatever it was, it can't be worth getting banned from flying for life. Geez, you guys gotta think ahead to the future, not just, you know, get mad in the moment.
I got a 0 on a project proposal in my class because I used the term biological women, which is apparently not allowed anymore. She even said it was a good project proposal.
Hold on, I gotta pause this and read this. Olivia, this is a solid proposal. However, the terms biological women are exclusionary and are not allowed in this course as they further reinforce heteronormativity. Okay, is this a... is this a... like a biology class? I mean, it's bad anywhere, but it's especially bad in biology class.
And I 100% know that this is like the most biased grade ever because my project is about transgenders competing in biological women's sports. How am I supposed to do my final project if I can't use the word biological women? But that's what my project is about.
I wonder if she used the term cis woman, since that is the accepted progressive speak for this sort of thing. If she did trans woman, cis woman, and compared them as two different classes, or would that be like implying that trans women are somehow different from cis women, even though, I mean, they are, right? But there is like a push in the very fringe of the activist ideology to erase all differences between trans and cis women. That's why you just call them all women, and it's like, well, I mean, some women have penises. And it's like, well, is there a difference between the women who have penises and the women who don't? No, you bigot. So I don't know. Like, she probably could have avoided this, but it's still fucking retarded, isn't it? Like, you should be able to say biological women, because that's what they are. I gotta be honest, I'm actually like a little bit triggered right now. I'm recording some videos ahead of time because I'm going out of town. And so I've done like 3 tonight, and I'm at like the end of my rope now. I'm like, ugh. God. Trans activist dumps bottles of urine outside UK Equality and Human Rights Ministry. What? Oh, just put them in. That'll do it, right? Just put the urine in. Are you gonna dump it on the guy? Or is it, maybe that's the end of it? Nope. Oh. Like, how much piss are you guys pissing? Oh, you're just dumping it everywhere. Oh. Like, this is just stupid, isn't it? I mean, you're putting it on the sidewalk, so it's not gonna matter. You don't have the balls to do it inside or dump it on the windows or anything. But still, this is dumb, ain't it? The UK Equalities Minister or whatever it was. You are literally attacking your own progressive institution. These people are probably like anarchists or socialists, and so they view this as like bourgeois progressivism or something. Just another example of the left eating its own. Oh shit, okay. Oh, there's music in this one. Maybe I'll mute this one. I don't want to get nuked off YouTube. Let's see. Buildings destroyed in 2020 Minneapolis riots. Let's see them. That's the police department. Oh, yeah, that was gone. They took out a police department. I remember Sophia Narwitz saying that. That's a liquor store. I assume that was, like, looted to fuck. Yep, that's gone. Of course. Is it still gone or has it been rebuilt? The Denny's! Did they get the Denny's? Oh, the Denny's is gone. Yeah, the building looks fucked. That's Popeyes, right? Burn down the Popeyes. Oh, it's just like a... It's just gone. The Perkins restaurant? Yep, that's just... Man. The riot literally turned this place into a ghost town. Wow. With the whole building's gone. Like, there's just nothing left. I think this is gonna be the famous, like, anarchist camp, right? Yep. With those people, there's power, yeah. Whose lives did they actually make better? Who did they help? It seems like these riots ultimately just made things worse for the people living in these neighborhoods. You know, these stores are gone, these restaurants are gone. Where are they getting their stuff? It's the same thing with all, like, the shoplifting and all the looting videos that we've seen on TikTok Tuesday in the past. You know, eventually these Walmarts or whatever, they just shut down. They're not going to keep restocking just so you can go in there and steal everything, you know? And that destroys your community. Like, where are you going to be able to get your stuff? It's ultimately self-defeating the way these people behave.
I'm the alpha, I'm the leader, I'm the one to trust.
You're... This is the alpha, guys. This is the alpha. You know why this person owns the night? You want to know why? All day breakfast, baby. You head over at like 2 a.m. You got to get some of those breakfast sandwiches, get some flapjacks. Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering what the heck is in our water supply? What the heck is in our oxygen supply of the metallic oxide salt that creates a rainbow effect in a sprinkler?
What? Dude, you know that it's just light refracting. Like,
that
light
allows this type of effect to happen.
It's just
not
light going
just
through water.
Not our sun and our moon anymore. Everywhere we look, the visible spectrum is rainbows.
Yeah.
This cannot be natural.
Why not?
We all know it wasn't something that happened 20 years ago.
Yes, it was.
But now it's happening now.
Ooh. Oh.
We as a nation have got to ask ourselves, what the hell is going on?
What's in the water you're drinking, lady? So, for most of this video, I thought it was just, like, some schizoid, right? But as soon as she said, we as a nation, now I'm thinking it might be, like a rightoid. You know, someone who's, like, extremely anti-LGBT, you know, very plugged into the whole pride discourse. Maybe they just, like, scrolling on TikTok, they see all this nonsense, and they're like, oh my god, the government hates the straight so much that they're putting rainbows in the air to turn people gay.
What would you want his income to be?
Like, oh god, hit me with that doomer shit.
Like 300,000.
Oh my god, lady.
Jeez.
Like, what? These bitches don't know anything about money.
$500,000.
What? That's like less than 1% of the entire fucking.
150, maybe to 250,000 a year.
Dude, most people make like $37,000 a year or something.
I was just having this conversation with my friend.
Yeah.
He was like, you have to manifest a husband, girl. I do.
What the
husband needs to be making like 600K.
Holy fuck.
So you said you want 500K, but what do you think the median income is? For
what's the median? What's the median?
60K? 70K? It is 45.
45, yeah.
Oh my god.
Really? OMG.
I think it's 250,000.
Are you fucking for real?
52,000. What? No, it's not.
Are you fucking for real?
Damn, America.
Are you bitches for real? Holy shit. Like, okay, this can't be the average woman. These have to be, like, some entitled fucking LA, New York, Miami bitches, all right? These gotta be girls who are, like, used to just money being thrown around constantly. You know, no idea what it means to actually work. I refuse to believe this is the average woman. No. I will not take the black pill today. I refuse.
Okay, maybe everyone but me knew this, but I just learned from the book I'm reading, I'll put it right here, that the three meals a day thing...
Wait a second. Refusing compulsory sexuality, a black asexual lens on our sex-obsessed culture. This looks more like a slideshow slide than a book. I wonder if this is a real thing or if it's just like one of those like only online books. Let's just start over real quick though.
Okay, maybe everyone but me knew this, but I just learned from the book I'm reading, I'll put it right here, that the three meals a day thing, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is from colonialism.
Of course.
White supremacy.
Of course it
that
is.
That when the European colonizers came and saw the indigenous people eating when they were hungry, they were like, they're savages, they are uncivilized. Because the white Europeans differentiated themselves from animals who would graze for their food when they were hungry by setting distinct meal times that correlated with time of day.
I'm not sure it's
and
quite so simple.
That is why we eat three meals a day instead of just eating when we're hungry.
Oh, fuck, dude. I've been getting in touch with my Aboriginal side this whole time. Fellas, is it white supremacy to not just overly stuff yourselves and get mega fat? Actually, considering obesity rates and race in the United States, maybe it is. I don't fucking know. But, like, this is obviously stupid, right? You know, everything that the modern world does is white supremacy or is colonialism or some nonsense. And it's like, no. Sometimes people just do things because that way is better than doing other things.
Okay, so this is gonna get
the music.
Mad, but the harsh reality is that trans women are actually biologically women.
No.
I know it's like super shocking, but the most important sex determining organ in your body is actually your brain. And there's a lot of research to show that trans
sorry, women dude, but you're not female.
Are very much in alignment with our gender identity. I know, shocker.
What is this music? Fuck.
And tries to tell you, oh, sex and gender, it's so different. The truth is, it's a lot more complicated than that, and anybody who tries to call trans women biological males are coping and seething.
Nope. You're coping, seething, and dilating over there. Nice argument, but I've depicted myself as the Chad and you as the Wojak. No, dude, no. I've gone over this many times before, on channel, on social media, all over the place, right? Sex is the trait that determines what gametes you produce. Because trans women produce either small gametes, making them males, or no gametes, making them eunuchs. They never produce large gametes, therefore they are never females. That's how it is. Sorry. Between this clip and the one earlier about the student who couldn't use biological woman in her project, it really does feel like the next wave of trans activism is declaring how there's just no difference between a trans woman and a cis woman. Considering how many L's trans activism has taken recently, you think now is the time to moderate your position and come to an agreement, rather than radicalize further, but hey, what do I know? All right, guys, TikTok time is over. I hope you haven't lost the will to live yet. Just remember, the internet is not real life. Most of the things you see are curated and presented to you for you to be outraged. Don't worry, people out there in the real world, in meat space as they called it back in the early 90s, they're not like any of the stuff you've seen today. It's generally all right out there, okay? I will see you guys next time. I love you.